Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hi, I'm Michelle McCain, and I just finished my interview with Hollywood Unlocked Uncensored. Jason was not being very messy today, which I can appreciate, but I do need to get some juice from him, so I gotta go. See you later.
What up, everybody? This is Jason Lee, and this is Hollywood Unlocked Uncensored.
And I'm Kelvin Unique, producer of Hollywood Unlocked Uncensored.
And a friend of mine is in the building, Michelle Epps.
Not anymore.
I'm just playing. Michelle McCain. Okay.
It's Michelle.
Michelle, but it's hard calling you Michelle McCain because for so long, even in my phone right now, I need to change it to my phone. I have to change it to my phone. It's been Michelle Epps. Okay, so you're Michelle McCain now.
Yes.
How have you been? I haven't seen you in a long time.
I know. It's been a while.
Where have you been? Besides working, I know, but like, you don't go out anymore.
I do now.
Now you do.
Yes. I had to take a minute for myself. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Me and my family, my girls, you know, I have 2 daughters. And just getting, you know, I guess my life has changed dramatically. So, drastically.
But you still dressed. You still, the pumps is there. The DG. What has changed?
I didn't say I'm doing bad. I did not say that.
Well, we know you ain't going to do bad.
Right. Okay. So, I just had to take time for myself. You know, anytime something like very big happens in your life, a big transition, you have to take time for yourself. Like, I'm learning the new me, the Michelle McCain.
Okay. So, I met Michelle years ago as Michelle Epps. I called you Michelle, but it's always been Michelle?
Yes.
Okay. In the fashion, acting, you're funny. I don't know if you do comedy. Do you do comedy?
I'll get on Wild 'N Out and do some comedy.
No, because okay. You're funny in real life, but you're also like that bitch that's always ready to kick somebody's ass if they try you.
Really?
Yeah. You're very patient and you're very poised and you're very respectful, but you're also not a pushover. Is that fair to say?
Yes, okay. Definitely.
And people respect you. They don't try to push you over is what I'm trying to say.
Right.
Okay. So the reason why I asked that is because I know you're an actress, but I don't know if you've ever done comedy.
No, I don't want to be a comedian.
Okay.
But I am funny.
No, you're funny.
It's like, I think it's like a Chelsea Handler type of funny.
Where it's slightly inappropriate.
Not inappropriate, but it's just straight to the point.
Okay. So Michelle McCain now. So let's go back, because I remember when you were married to the comedian Mike Epps, actor Mike Epps. I remember when you were going through the early stages of your divorce. I don't pry too much. I text you.
Right.
And I was like, hey, you know, if you want to talk, but you were not open to talking at the time. You weren't doing any press. And I actually thought that you really handled your divorce very respectfully. You were very private, and I think you allowed the process to go on with a lot of dignity. Mm-hmm. Why?
Because I'm not bitter about it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a whole person myself, and I feel like I'm the shit on my own. You know what I mean? So just because something happened in my life doesn't mean the world is over. Mm-hmm. You know, like, that did not identify who I was. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it was just like something that didn't work out in my life. And it's like, okay, so now we have to deal with that not being part of our life anymore. Mm-hmm. And so now what are we doing next? Mm-hmm. And I couldn't be doing the same thing. That's why you said, oh, you know, I don't see you out anymore. So it's like, okay, so now I'm divorced. So I'm going to still just keep doing the same thing. No, I have to go work on me and become Michelle McCain.
So when you were married, though, mm-hmm. when the marriage, was it always a happy marriage, or was there ups and downs like normal marriages, or were there lots of ups and downs? How was it?
It's like a normal marriage, you know? It was definitely like a normal marriage. We met as soon as I moved out here. So that was, you know, he was starting to work. And so it was just like inspiring to me because I came out here to be an actress. So mm-hmm. I'm like on set, I'm going to meetings. And I've always understood business, though, growing mm-hmm. up, because my mother had her own business, my father, my grandparents. So I always understood business, and I always understood, well, I learned how Hollywood worked. Mm-hmm. So I learned a lot of things while I was with him about that most women don't get when they move out here. It takes time. You know, they go through a lot of things
And you're able to be with partners with somebody and watch their dreams coming true and see the process and the journey. Because we had Cherie Fletcher here before, and she was married to Will Smith, and she was with him during the early stages of Fresh Prince and all that. And so it was interesting when I talked to her about her conversation with Jada, because I'm like, you weren't jaded. You weren't like angry, but she was talking about the journey of evolving in that relationship and out of it. So when his star started to take off, did your relationship change?
Of course. You know, all relationships are going to change when you start, you know, becoming, well, more known. When we would go places, people would recognize him. Like, it would kind of be irritating for the kids because they're like, I want to talk to my dad right now. Like, can you not? And you have to be nice to the fans. You can't say, oh, just wait a minute. They don't get that.
Yeah, that was Omari Hardwick, I think it was recently on Breakfast Club. And he was an angry fan and called in about him not wanting to take a picture with her. And he said, because you walked up in front of my wife and didn't even acknowledge her. And this is the person that helped save my life. So why would I allow you to disrespect her?
Right.
And, you know, so like, was there ever a moment where you felt like people didn't respect you as his wife?
Of course. Yeah. And sometimes people don't know. Like, they've never been married to a celebrity. Mm-hmm. So they don't even understand. All they know is, I see the celebrity, I want to get to them. And especially females with male, because they idolize them or they feel like, oh my gosh, he's probably the best man in the world. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So a lot of times fans get caught up in
the character
and the celebrity that I'm seeing. And like, this is once in a lifetime. Whereas us, you know, we've been in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. We might hang with certain celebrities, party with them. That's like normal life for us. Mm-hmm. So we know the etiquette. A lot of people don't know the proper etiquette.
So in the end, when you guys, so in the marriage, there were the ups and downs, but did you ever see when in the ups and downs that divorce was a possibility?
I think nobody ever thinks, oh, I'm going to get a divorce. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because it's like a death. Mm-hmm. I never understood that until, you know, someone told me that and then going through it. Mm-hmm. People can always tell you, even before having a child, you never can understand what it's like until you go through it. People can try to tell you and give you all the verbs in the world, but nothing can ever make you understand what it's like, you know, or like prepare you to go through it.
So when he filed for divorce, right?
Yes.
Did you see it coming?
Not necessarily, because always it's just many times where he said, I would never leave my wife. So
right.
Honestly, no.
So you believe that?
I mean, yes, you believe what, you know, your husband says, you know, because one time him and Kevin had a little dispute, well, one of the many disputes, and he was like, I would never leave my wife of so many years. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
After about Kevin and Tori.
I guess, yeah, that was what he was discussing. And then for him to do it, you know, it was like, okay, but I never just go off a person's word, like, because people can change. They can change their mind. Like one day today, you can be like, I'm never wearing black again. And then tomorrow or the rest of the year, you're wearing all black and nothing but black. And are you wrong for wanting to change your mind?
Well, could be. I mean, there's kids involved. There's a person who's been confident in themselves and in their marriage and maybe even gave up a part of who they are, their ambitions, or put them on hold for you or the family that we built. Yeah, I think it's a little different than wearing black.
Well, you know, because
I think you've been a good wife too.
Like, oh, I have.
You know, you know, going out with you in the streets ain't you out here being wild and reckless. And there are a lot of married wives of celebrities who are out in these streets. I ain't gonna say Gloria Govan's name, but anyway.
Oh,
but you're a respectful wife. So my question is, you weren't angry?
At first, you know, I was kind of like you said, I'm a good wife. You know, like I haven't done anything. I'm not cheating. I don't have a little side thing. I'm just doing what I'm supposed to do. Mm-hmm. And then I had to look at it like God may have something bigger for me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's why I said everything is not based on, you know, that you have to be in this relationship, because maybe God was saving me from something. Mm. You know what I mean?
And you thought that?
I think a lot of things. I don't know what God has in store for me, but I know it's something big. And I know that was not the end of my life. Like, this is the beginning. That was just a part of my life.
Mm. So my friend is into Forex trading, and he's been doing really good in the Forex markets. I don't understand that enough, but I wanted to get into trading. My friend Frank Cross from Wall Street turned me on to this app called Robinhood. And I know that I turned you on to it, and we signed up and we got accounts. And Robinhood is an app that helps people invest easily.
Yep, ET. FS Option and Cryptos, all commission free. All right. They strive to make financial services work for everyone, not just the wealthy. All right. So if you got a little bit of money and you can put it on the side to invest in something, you need to use Robinhood.
So for those people who may be intimidated by the stock market and don't understand how to read all those things in the NASDAQ, this is going to help you. It's an easy way of learning your way into the stock market for all you newcomers out there.
Yep. That's right. Other brokerage people charge up to $10 for every trade, but Robinhood doesn't charge commission fees, trade stocks, and keeps all of your profits. Design, easy of use, easy to understand, charts and market data, place a trade in just four taps on your smartphone, and it's easy breezy, cover girl.
And listen, just like anything riding a bike, you learn by doing. So what I love about it is it's really easy to learn through this app. You learn how to invest and build your portfolio, and you discover new stocks and track the stocks that you invest in. Just by the easy design of this application. So what I love about it, the custom notification helps you out when there's price movements in your stock and helps alert you when you should get into things and get out of things.
That's right. So Robinhood is giving our listeners a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help build your portfolio to get you started out. Sign up at unlocked.robinhood.com. That's unlocked.robinhood.com.
You were going to ask something, I'm sorry.
Yeah, because I was listening to what Jason said and just how well you took the divorce. Was there ever like a petty side of you was like, let me write this tell-all book? Like, because I'm pretty sure it was sale. Uh-huh. Do you ever think like, let me just pin my story real quick?
I'm not messy. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'm not messy. And like I said, like I have my own world, my own life that, you know, I might still write the book, but I'm just saying.
But it's telling your story.
Exactly.
Because as much as it's his involvement, it's her life. It was their life, you know? And that's where I think it's interesting when women tell their stories, they're quick to be messy because they're telling their story. I interviewed Khalees. I don't know if you saw that interview about Nas.
I did.
And I was just like, girl, you don't put this in a book because you don't know how your story will affect other women.
Exactly. That's what I really think. Because a lot of people on my Instagram, you know, I made it very public that I'm changing my name. And a lot of people are like, you're so inspiring. And when I changed my last name, it did so much for me. It empowers you as a woman. And it's like, because, you know, even he said, you're not mad. And like everybody's like, why should I be mad?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I haven't seen you since. I mean, I've been busy and you've been busy and we've been all over the place. But I don't think I've seen you since the divorce. Have I?
We did. We saw each other one night.
Oh, yeah. We hung out.
Yeah, we hung out.
And you were okay.
Yeah.
Maybe I just want you to be petty at least one day. You know, like one day where you just wake up and like, fuck it, this entire day I'm burning everything down. And tomorrow I'm going to go back to praying to Jesus. No.
I'm like, be petty for what though? Like, I'm not stuck on that. That's the thing. It's like you in life, I feel like you have to get over things. Because if you stay there, you're going to stay there too. You know what I mean?
So there was a time he had a birthday party or some party at True and there was a shooting in there. Were you there that night?
Like, how long ago was
this? It was a few years ago.
Okay.
But he's always known to be around some shit because, like, I don't know how to say this either, but he comes off like a real, like,
he's not Hollywood.
He's a nigga.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's the only way I know how to say it.
Got right?
No?
Yeah, he's not Hollywood.
He's not Hollywood.
Right.
One day I was having lunch at La Petite Four and he pulled up on me and he rolled his window and I said, hey, and I didn't know what I had said or anything, but he said he liked the show or something. He kept moving. But you never decided to be petty. You've never decided to retaliate. You've been private. You've been behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. And you did all that because of your kids, because of who you are as a woman, because of how you want to project positivity to other women. What is it that's been able to keep you solid?
Through the journey?
Yeah.
Well, first, like my steps. It's a group of us women who have Bible study every week. And that really was the first thing, because like I said, you don't know what you have in store in your life. God may have something way bigger than that. You know, everybody is like, oh, my gosh, he's in movies and he's a comedian and he does this. So they think like that's just the end or like your life can't get any bigger.
And so you started off as an actress as well, right? You met on The Fighting Temptations set, right?
No, we met before then. We met.
So tell us about that story.
Let's see. How long ago? We met before that I think we met in 2001. Mm-hmm. We met in 2001. I had just moved out here. And then, you know, I'm an actor. I'm moving out here. I'm trying to be an actress. He's in the movie. So I'm like, okay, this will be a perfect fit. He's not going to do anything to me because he has to work, you know, go on set. So I'm like, okay, I'm cool. Because I was fresh from Houston out here.
Yeah.
And then we just hit it off. And I was very supportive. And like I said, I'm very aware of business. I think it was his comedy. And then integrating my business sense, and I'm a smart girl, mm-hmm. you know, and I pick up on things quickly. I picked up on, okay, this is how the business goes. You have to listen. You can't make your own rules. Mm-hmm. Hollywood has been set years and years ago.
And it's not going to change.
Mm-hmm. Ever.
So what do you think about the whole Me Too movement? Do you look at that and go, yeah, this is going to change? Or do you just say, this is a season and it's going to just be Hollywood?
I do think it's a season. It's kind of, that's the way Hollywood is set up. Mm-hmm. I do think a lot of people are going to excel, though, because of this. Mm-hmm. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? But it's still, you know, because it's a lot of women who didn't say anything and are not going to say anything.
Do you think that you avoided a lot of that because you were married and yes. everybody in the industry knew your husband?
Mm-hmm.
So you were in 35 and Ticking, which yes. is one of my favorite movies.
Okay.
Do you plan on doing a lot more acting? Because yes. like from now on, so you're back out, you're doing it. So how do you see your career evolving from here?
Well, first, the main thing is people need to know that I'm still acting. I didn't go, you know, I'm not hidden under a rock because like Jason said, I don't see you anymore. So right now I'm focusing on letting people know I'm back. I'm still an actress.
Or that your talent hasn't changed or your yeah. or ambitions haven't changed because you're no longer married.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's about letting people know I'm still here and hire me. I've been auditioning. You know, it's a numbers game. And also I still produce my own stuff. So mm-hmm. I'm starting a YouTube channel. You know, I'm growing with, it's like, it's, you have, you know, learning
sure.
the whole
digital
yes,
world.
Digital world is something else. But once you learn it and you start getting it and then giving people me, because I realized people want to see who Michelle McCain mm-hmm. is. So getting used to that, because before I used to have to be private,
mm-hmm.
you know, remember
very private.
I didn't let anybody come to my house.
Never.
I was just very private because when you're married, I just wanted to protect my family.
Yeah. The sanctity of your marriage and your husband and your kids. So the streets were talking when you were going through this divorce. They were like, she's wanting $50,000 a month, $25,000. So you settled on $25,000 a month.
Did I?
Did you? I don't know.
I don't even remember.
That was poised as a question.
Gotcha. You know,
but there was this whole conversation around you wanting a lot of money or you wanting to get a lot of money out of this. But I feel like when you're with a person, you live a lifestyle and you decided to have a life together and then you decide to change that, that doesn't mean my life needs to change.
Right. And that's what the courts think.
So when people were, you know, people were talking.
Yes.
How did you handle that? Because you never really responded to it.
Because it didn't matter. And those were people who don't know the business. It wasn't. Now, a few men in Hollywood made statements, and I've cleared some of that up.
Mm-hmm.
But people, they don't know. So why am I going to go and clap back at people who don't know? You don't live my life. You've mm-hmm. probably never seen that much money in one time. And not to be mean or anything, but you don't know the lifestyle. And you can't ask for anything that's not there. It's right. not like it's a poof, magically, give me all this money. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We're going off of real numbers.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that it had to be public, you know, and that people had to, so much of the business was in the streets, you know?
Right. So have you shared publicly what the number is? The number's out there?
No.
You haven't?
No.
And you're not going to?
No.
Because of respect for him?
No, it's my personal business.
Got it.
Period.
But so, the checks are still coming on time.
I never said they were not on time.
So, you being an actress and you've seen his star rise, it's always like behind every strong man is a strong woman.
Right.
And obviously, you had
sometimes your, behind a strong man is another strong man.
Yes.
Let's be clear about that.
Let's clear that up. So, it's a strong somebody behind him. So, with your own career, do you ever like you like trying to hid yourself or held yourself back from taking other roles to make sure that he was in a position where he needed to be to take care of the family or vice versa?
Well, I think I didn't pursue my career as much as I could, you mm-hmm. know, and you know, with you saying he is, you know, with his personality,
mm-hmm.
a lot of people don't want to deal with that. You know, when it comes to the significant other, you know how a lot of people are like, I don't want to get in between domestics, you know, just people's marriage.
So did he
like
want
that.
A wife, just a wife, not a working wife or a wife who may be more ambitious or more out there than him? Did he just want a wife?
It kind of,
because you don't seem like, I don't see anybody sitting down at dinner and saying, okay, baby, look, you're just gonna stay back here.
Right.
I don't see you being, I know your ambitions. I know you're an ambitious person. Did you feel like you were, that he wanted that?
I don't know, because, like, how can you tell unless a person, he never said, I want you to stay at home, you know? Mm-hmm. So I guess that's why, I don't know. I don't know.
Did you ever demand from him a reason why it had to be over?
No. Because I mean, but you act like he was perfect.
Oh, I'm not.
I'm just saying.
You know, like, I read the news.
So I mean, maybe I was like, "Hey, this is time for a change."
So you, when you saw, so there was reports of infidelity. He cheated.
Okay, you know more than me.
No, I mean there were
no, but your ear is to the street. I'm pretty sure you know more than me because whoever's in the mess, they know less than the rest of the world because people don't want to bring it to you. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And of course, stuff is on blogs, but still, like the truth. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure people like Jason.
Well, listen, I mean, you know, I mean, people talk, but I mean, I don't, you know, the one thing I pride myself in doing is like, I don't pry my friend's business. You know, like I never try to go around and see what's happening with Mike and Michelle. Cause at the end of the day, like I want to have, when I see you, I want to have a real conversation. I don't want to be like, you know, I'm back here gossiping about you and then boom.
Right.
Okay. So now you're out here, Michelle McCain. It sounds different. It rolls off the tongue differently.
It's nice though.
It's nice. It reminds me of John McCain, but are you related to him?
I think I am. In slavery days, yes.
Okay, so.
But I think it's a political last name. Mm-hmm. You know, I might go into politics.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Eventually, doing when what, I get though? Older, I'm still a young lady. I still have years ahead of me.
Yeah, but being a public servant, that means, well, you would be good because you definitely know how to keep things private. Uh-huh. You know how to manage drama. Mm-hmm. And when a political opponent goes after you, you know how to win it all.
And you have to fight for something one. Or stand for something.
You have to stand for something.
So your daughters, both parents are in acting. If they were come to you like, hey, I'm thinking about, I got the acting bug. Mm-hmm. Would you encourage it? Would you be like, no? How would you nurture that?
My youngest daughter, she has been showing that she wants to, not lately, but she was displaying that she wanted to be an actress. So mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, but you're going to go to Yale Drama School.
So you want to have the technical training behind
the tools,
it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're going to have the tools and you're going to be respected.
Were you trained?
Not, I didn't go to Yale Drama.
Okay.
Yale Drama?
Yes.
Oh, she's going to be real.
I know, because they got the money to pay for it.
It's well, listen, if you work hard, yeah, you should. Yeah. All right, so we covered the marriage, so we're going to get past that.
Yes.
So, but the one last question I want on the way out is because I cracked a joke, I don't know if it was Dish Nation or here, but somewhere, where I was saying, I can't imagine being with somebody for, I think the topic we were talking about was like 5 or 6 or even 7 years, mm-hmm. and then it being over. Did you say, you had said that basically being in a marriage and coming out of a marriage is like mourning a death. Mm-hmm. So do you put a timeline on the mourning? Because a long time ago, I started instituting this rule that I won't mourn anything longer than 3 weeks. It's kind of easy to say when you're not talking about something that's 15 years.
Right.
But do you put a timeline on that, or is it a gradual process? Do you feel like you've mourned now and you're all the way out of it, or are you still mourning?
No, I think I'm out of it. And I think mourning is when you accept that it's okay that this is over. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's like when you have accepted whatever, the death, the end of the marriage, when you have accepted like, okay, this is why. Because a lot of times people question themselves why. And I think when you don't have an answer to the why, that's when you get caught up in staying there and not moving forward.
Mm-hmm. And so the difference between you and Tina, where she had to keep her name and you decided to get rid of yours, mm-hmm. what's the difference in that decision, you think, for you?
Well, Tina had been on world tours.
Okay.
She had, you know, she
had been branded mm-hmm. as that.
Right. Nobody knew Ike, honestly. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It may because I wasn't in that era.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Really, people knew Tina Turner. Mm-hmm. And I just think that was a name that she had built. She had worked hard to build. I want to build McCain. That's my family last name. You
Got
know
it.
What I mean?
Got
now,
it.
Maybe if I was this huge star under that name, maybe it would make sense for me to keep it. Mm-hmm. But at this point, it's about being Michelle McCain.
So now that you're back out here, acting, philanthropy, mm-hmm. you know, do you still have the Rolls Royce?
No.
Was it Bentley or Rolls Royce? It was Bentley.
It was both.
This girl changed cars like shoes. I don't know what the hell was going on. It was a nice car to ride in, though. But anyway, okay, so now that you're out here, so you know Hollywood is the smallest circle.
Right.
You go to a restaurant. Philippe Chow's shut down now, by the way. I know you ain't been out in a while. It's down.
Right.
Okay, but if you pop up somewhere, you're going to run and start running to people. Are you how are you preparing yourself for those conversations? Because you know people are going to be like, girl, how are you? Because they ain't seen you. So people are going to think it's like you just beat cancer or something. They're going to feel like, oh, my God. Like,
no, but, you know, I've been out. Like, I went to the Crest Stations a few times. You know,
they got a new membership program.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't know about all that.
Clearly, because you don't have the problem. I did.
So upstairs? Is that what you're
just to
about?
Get, just to even go in, if you don't get approved or some type, you get an email now. It's some other shit.
Really?
Yeah.
But I've never had that problem when I go easier.
Clearly, because you're you and I'm me. But anyway, so you there. So now that you running into people, what? How are you preparing yourself for those conversations, or what are people saying?
Nothing? But you know, people don't really, because I am private, I'm not getting any of that.
Really?
You know, people's just like, hey, because I've still been on Instagram. So it's mm-hmm. like you still see me.
Mm-hmm.
People, you know, I don't know. And they probably have asked, like, my close associates and friends and family, how's Michelle doing, this mm-hmm. and that? And they're like, she's good, because I am. I'm good.
So philanthropy, what? Talk to people about your philanthropy. What are your endeavors? What are you working on? What is your passion?
The name of my foundation is kidsloveandhealth.org, and it's for health and wellness. That's always been my thing, because I've struggled or just had, you know, complications with my weight, my I'm like on a cleanse now. I'm always on a cleanse. I'm always trying to find new ways to be more healthier, because everybody is not just born skinny or just where, you know, you can digest your food, all that kind of stuff. So I decided, and my daughter has asthma.
Mm.
And so she used to have to go to the hospital a lot because of her asthma. And I never had asthma, so I didn't know how to treat it. So she's getting steroids, going to the hospital. You know, steroids slow down your metabolism, yeah. causes all kind of issues. So I'm like, okay, this is the thing. This is the next thing for me as far as my foundation, health and wellness, because a lot of people don't know. Now she doesn't go to the hospital at all, because I know what to do to treat any flare-ups.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because it's just trial and error. And because I'm into wellness, I did a lot of research learning that foods can trigger asthma. Just different, like, dyes, perfumes, all those kind of things.
Mm.
So do you take, like, the natural route to have these remedies, or like home remedies, or these things that you've learned on the internet? Like, how did you find, like, what works best for her outside of the doctor's help?
I've always had natural paths that I are like, people will refer me to them. Mm-hmm. So, you know, natural paths are like, they're not Western medicine doctors. They do Eastern medicine or natural things. So I would use those type of things, and it would help. And I would learn, just, you know, you just keep trying. It's trial and error. And these things are not like pharmaceutical, so it's not going to hurt them with no side effects.
Mm-hmm. Now, outside of witch doctors, do black people really look at remedies that they can find at home? Because I know me, I just go to Kaiser Permanente. I've asthma.
We had the ibuprofen family. You pop ibuprofen, some Robitussin, you good.
Right. Uh-huh. But like, is it because black, and I mean, I know people are going to be like, oh, don't be saying black people aren't known for really, mm-hmm. am I right or wrong?
Unless you're like from the South, like right. the South, like some ginger
okay,
and a
well,
tube
maybe
sock.
That's it then. Okay.
Yes. Or if you have a little Asian in you.
Okay.
Because they always have good natural remedies.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Well, I think we've just become a society too reliant on pills.
Mm-hmm,
so,
exactly.
So, in terms of acting, what do you have your eye on right now? Like, what shows are you watching that you say, okay, I think I could do that show?
Lethal Weapon. I want to do action shows.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Lethal Weapon, 9-1-1, How to Get Away with Murder.
Mm.
Is that how your YouTube channel is going to be? Is that going to be more so action, or is it going to be like comedy, drama?
More like lifestyle.
Lifestyle.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. YouTube, fashion.
Yeah, YouTube, you're not running around blowing up buildings in Hollywood.
New frontier.
No, right? It's that, you know, but I will say on the flip side, Will Smith is taking social media on a whole new level.
Mm-hmm. Right.
In terms of like producing almost mini movies. They only 1 minute, but it's like, you know, when he was in the, I forgot what country he was at, standing at the top doing that dance, the Kiki
on
dance.
The bridge.
Yeah, I mean, anyway.
Right.
All right. So so philanthropy and acting, is there anything else that you have that you're like your book? So you don't see a book any time in the near future, or if it's already written, you're just not going to talk about it today?
I would do a book. Mm-hmm.
But would you be able to share all the dark, dirty details of everything people want to know? Because there's things I'm sure people want to know. I mean, I'm not going to ask too much more of them, but I mean, I'm sure there's things people want to know that you haven't shared. Would you reveal everything?
I don't know. I would have to be promoting the book, and they would have to buy it and read it and see.
Okay, well, listen, if you ever do get a book, I won't lie, I will buy it just to be nosy, and then we'll have to do an interview again where all those questions will be targeted towards everything that I didn't get to ask today.
Okay,
cool. So where can people find you right now? And you said your foundation website, but what's your personal website?
MichelleMcCain.com. And that
sounds like you should be running for, like,
I know,
senator or something.
We need you need a slogan. What's your slogan?
Niggas ain't shit.
No. Why does it have to be about men? It's about.
I was just playing.
I don't think you were.
I wasn't.
It's about Let's see. It would be Michelle McCain, Becoming Me.
Becoming Me.
Yes.
I'm glad to see you. I was glad, you know, I was just filming Wildin' Out in Atlanta, and I was happy to see Willis's email come across with you coming because we haven't talked.
I know. Because I know you asked me to come before. I was like, I'm not ready.
But I also admired the fact that you were respectful to your marriage and respectful to your ex-husband and allowed time to allow you to be comfortable to talk.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because you are really, she's really private. Like, I don't think we've ever even talked about Mike when you were married.
Probably not.
Because it wasn't about that.
Right. It's always been about me.
Yeah. I wish I would have been a little nosier, though. Like, you know, it's my job to sniff shit out, you know? But anyway, thanks for coming on the show. And I want people to continue to support you and follow what you're doing. And anytime you're doing anything, come back.
Definitely. Oh, and we need to let everybody know my handles are all Michelle McCain.
Adam's going to put all that in there.
Well, I want them to know Michelle McCain. But my Instagram is still Michelle Epps.
Why?
Do you know somebody on Instagram? Let's talk about it.
Because you're very... Oh, they won't let you change it?
Let's talk about it.
Okay, well, look. Oh, at Instagram? I know somebody on Instagram.
I need the number.
Okay, cool. We'll talk offline. But right now, we out. Peace.